This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Right near the top of the list are the most challenging technology problems companies are trying to figure out right now. And these are consumer-oriented technology problems. I should be clear about that. They're trying to figure out self-driving cars. GM, Tesla, Waymo from Google parent company, Alphabet, and countless startups as well are trying to cut expensive human drivers out of the loop and, as part of the package, run fleets of revenue-generating robo-taxis as well. And here is why I mention all that. Today, Waymo, one of the leaders in the self-driving race, gave away a hefty set of self-driving data for free, which is surprising because the data is really valuable and perhaps it's the key to winning as well. Marketplace's Jack Stewart explains what's going on.
Waymo is running a passenger-carrying pilot program in Phoenix, Arizona. 1,000 residents there can summon a car using an app and pay for a ride under computer control. Marketplace rode with passenger Damian Nichols earlier this year.
You know, I had to do a double take because you're like, is somebody really touching those pedals? But they're not.
While they cruise around, Waymo's robo minivans use their scanners and cameras to collect information. The company says it's covered 10 million miles in 25 cities in autonomous mode. It's sharing a small part of that data. Johnny Luz from Waymo.
What we're making available today is what we believe to be one of the largest type of data sets around for self-driving.
The company's releasing 1,000 20-second segments. They look like videos with rainbow-coloured lines and boxes marking pedestrians and other vehicles. For researchers, getting hold of that real-world data is crucial for developing and testing self-driving systems, says Howard Abbey at SBD Automotive. It's where they find hard-to-simulate edge cases, like people pushing strollers or chasing animals, that are difficult for computers to recognise.
That's something that the researchers wouldn't have unless companies like Waymo capture these.
Aptiv, Argo AI, and Lyft have also shared datasets. The companies get the benefit of smart researchers working on some of these really tough problems, and they also make sure the next batch of computer scientists that they're going to want to recruit are already trained on their style of data. And there are plenty of self-driving situations still to crack, says Navigant Research's Sam Abu Al-Samad.
The farther along they get in developing automated driving technology, the more they realize how far they are still from the end point.
So in this case, sharing some data could help drive the whole field towards the finish line. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.